Hello, everyone. Welcome to Hamby's Thoughts on Social Media's podcast. I am Meredith Hamby, a UNC Charlotte student athlete, and I play for the women's soccer team. I'm also majoring in exercise science. This is actually my first ever podcast, so I hope you guys enjoy my thoughts and ideas about social media. On my podcast, overall, I will be discussing things from how social media is changing to things about how it affects people's overall mental and physical health. I enjoy the effect social media has on people because in my future career, I hope to be dealing with people's health, whether I become a nurse or a physician's assistant or working in geriatrics because I really enjoy hanging out with old people. Today I plan to discuss the controversy of whether or not social media can become addictive. And being a teenager myself, it is a huge topic among people because we've only been introduced to this way of life recently, and we really are not aware of what long-term effects social media could potentially have on our generation. So, that's what I'll be talking about today. In my search for answers to the question of if social media is addictive or not, I happened to come across the article Biological and Psychological Reasons for Social Media Addiction by Suren Ramasubha. His article was found in the Washington Post, and it discusses how he classifies social media. His article had so much information in it, but I was very intrigued to learn that 28% of all the time spent on the web is related back to social networking. That's just an insane amount of time, I think, that goes into networking. Ramasubha shockingly quoted that Dana Boyd said, "Most teens aren't addicted to social media. If anything, they're addicted to each other." This, to me, was so eye-opening. Previously this semester, I had wrote a paper on how social media can have major effects on body image, and this quote, like, correlates to both of these topics. Body image and social media, like, addiction can become such a huge part of life that it becomes your whole life sometimes. I just really enjoyed this article because it gave me a viewpoint I had not considered before, but I definitely suggest giving it a read if you are interested in this topic anymore. Alright, our guest Ben Las Bluto joins me today to discuss whether he believes social media can become addictive or not. How are you today, Ben?
I'm doing well, thanks. I'm glad to be on the show today.
Thanks, that's good. Well, today I am hoping to pick your brain about social media. Are you yourself an avid user of social media?
I am. I use Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat primarily.
Alright, so how often or how much time each day do you believe you spend checking social media?
I probably guess I spend between 2 to 3 hours on social media a day. Probably closer to 2, actually.
Well, alright. Interesting. I find myself also on social media for about 2 hours a day, especially, like, right before I bed at night. I like to see what everyone's been up to for the day. So, do you believe that social media can become addictive or a long-term habit?
I definitely believe social media can become a habit. Often I'll find myself, when I'm sitting around and not doing anything particular, just refreshing my different apps and seeing if anybody's posted something within the last minute or two. So it can definitely be a habit when I don't have anything going on.
Interesting. I agree that whenever I don't have much on my to-do list, I tend to check my social media feeds versus reading a book or anything a little bit more intellectual. So you're a baseball player, right?
Yes.
Okay, so do any of your teammates, like, do you ever see them constantly checking their social medias?
There's definitely a couple people who are on it a lot more than others. They're always Snapchatting people or always on Twitter retweeting other people's posts or making their own posts, and like you can definitely tell when you scroll through your feed that they've been on Twitter more than others.
Interesting. So, how do you think social media affects people's, especially teenagers and young adults, everyday life?
I think it can be beneficial in one aspect, that it provides quick information and news stories instead of having to wait till the 6 o'clock news or reading the newspaper the next day. But it can, like we said, it can also become addicting or a bad habit, because people are always checking it constantly when they could be spending that time doing more productive things during the day.
Interesting. I also like how you said that it gives you quick information. Like, if you're checking in with old friends, it takes you 30 seconds, not 3 weeks to write a letter. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show today, Ben. I hope to have you back for more conversations about social media in the future.
Thank you.
Now joining me is Abigail Stapleton. She is a fellow teammate of mine. She, like most people my age, uses social media. So, Abby, how are you today?
I'm doing good. Happy to be here. How you doing, Mr. Carey? I had you last semester, so this is interesting.
I'm glad to have you on the show. I was hoping to get some insight on your opinion about social media today. Are you a user of social media?
I am a user of social media. I've got some accounts on Twitter, Facebook, which a lot of the parents are on these days, but Instagram and Snapchat a lot, for sure.
Okay. Do you believe you would consider yourself addicted to social media?
I wouldn't really label myself as addicted. Personally, I haven't even had my phone the last, 5 days because it's been broken. So I haven't really had that connection to any of my social media accounts. And it's honestly been really nice. I've enjoyed the distance from it. So, but I mean, I do understand, I have kind of had that feeling where, oh, I need to be checking something or, updating statuses. But I wouldn't really call myself addicted.
Okay. That's good to hear. Why do you believe people can become obsessed or addicted to social media?
I think a lot of social media is, it can give people a sort of a sense of confidence, and, it just boosts that feeling of confidence by looking at certain likes that you get, or just based on how many followers you have, and a lot of people get consumed with that whole idea, so I can see where the addiction comes from.
Yeah, definitely. So, could you ever offer any advice on how to avoid becoming addicted to these apps that we connect with each other on?
I think it's important to every now and then take a break from just checking your phone, constantly. I think it's big to at least take, maybe a day or so of just not checking your accounts. Give that distance from being just too connected to everything that's going on in your phone, and try to, live in the moment and just notice all the things around you, as opposed to just checking your phone and being consumed by all of those ideas.
Yeah, I definitely think that face-to-face conversations are so much better than social media conversations, where you're just checking who's following you and communicating that way versus having actual real-life conversations.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like these days a lot of people get consumed with what's going on in their phone. Like you'll see at restaurants people sitting together and not even talking. They're just faces in their phone. So I think it's important, really, to, when you're around and with people, to stay focused on the connection with them as opposed to looking into your phone. So, yeah, I agree with that.
So I respect the fact that you just don't care that much about your phone. You can go 5 whole days without needing to touch it and check it, and that's just very rare these days. But thank you so much for joining me today, and you were an awesome guest.
Yeah,
and
thank you. Happy to be here.
Well, I hope to have you back. But all right, that is all for today, folks, and I hope you enjoyed listening to Hamby's thoughts on social media, and we'll tune in next time for more discussion on how social media can become toxic in our lives. Thank you.